Good morning, everyone, and welcome again out to the Australian bush. And I think the birds are having a good time this morning because spring has sprung and the Lord's given us another beautiful day after the rain. I want you to think about something. Have you ever come to the place in your life where you just wondered, am I going to make it? I mean, my goodness, am I really going to make it through this? Maybe you received some bad news, or maybe your family has fallen apart, or you lost a long-time job. Or maybe you've just messed up your own life and everybody's coming down on you, including you coming down on yourself. And you begin to wonder, am I going to make it? Am I going to get through this? I must admit, sometimes life gets that way. I've been there. I'm sure a lot of you have too. So what do we do when life gets just all too hard? Today, I want to take a look at a snapshot from the life of Jesus. And we're going to look at this in the book of Mark. And maybe we can find some things to do and probably some things not to do when we look at this story. Oh, I am going to invite a very exciting preacher who's going through a really, really hard time to join us with some commentary on Mark chapter 4. But first, let's pray. Father, thank you for the day you've made, and thank you the rain is done. It's washed out the atmosphere. Thank you for the birds having such a wonderful time. Now, help us look at something from the life of Jesus that will help us when life gets hard. If we haven't been there, we will sometime. So show us what to do and maybe show us some things not to do. Lord, we ask these things in the name of Jesus. Amen. Okay, let's set the scene for this story. Jesus had been teaching all day sessions. And if any of you teachers out there know that if you've been teaching all day, it can be exhausting. And the crowds that were coming to hear Jesus were getting so large that Jesus had to get in a boat and go out on the water to keep from getting trampled. So there was a lot going on. Anyway, the Lord had had enough, so he tells the disciples to do something. Mark chapter 4, verses 35 through 41. On the same day, when evening had come, he said to them, "Let us cross over to the other side." Now when they had left the multitude, they took him along in the boat, as he was already in the boat. And other little boats were also with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so it was already filling up. But he was in the stern, asleep on a pillow. And they awoke him and said, "Teacher, do you not care that we're perishing?" Some translations say, "Don't you care that we're going to die?" Then he arose, I'm sure he kind of stretched, rebuked the wind, and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. But he said to them, listen closely, "Why are you so fearful? How is it that you still have no faith?" And they feared, the disciples, they feared exceedingly and said one to another, "Who can this be that even the wind and the sea obey him?" We see those disciples are crusty old fishermen, and the storm was so bad that they got scared. It must have been a huge storm. Sometimes you may feel like that's what's going on in your life, and you get scared. And then you turn to God and ask for his help, and it seems like he's asleep. There are times that God gets silent, and we don't understand that. So what are we going to do? For some suggestions on this, I want to listen to Reverend Kenny Baldwin. But first, in the video, you will notice that he's sitting down to preach. Let me tell you a story. Kenny Baldwin got COVID, and it almost destroyed him. I mean, he preaches hundreds of messages throughout the year. And I think he said now that he had to stop preaching for a year. And that would have destroyed this old preacher. Well, at this point, he still has COVID, and it's been 18 months, and he still can't stand to preach. He's been in the storm for 18 months. Now, let's listen to what he has to say. And I'm going to invite you to listen real closely so you can understand what he is saying, because he does speak fairly quickly.
Hang on a little while. We're all going to come to the point in our lives where it seems like the more we obey, the more storms we get into. And it's going to feel like the one who invited you on the boat is asleep. Years ago, I did a study on why Jesus fell asleep. I looked at all the commentaries, looked at all of the Greek, exegeted the passage, and found out he was asleep because he was tired. Run and tell that. He was a human, wasn't he? Hang in the Christian life long enough, you're going to feel like serving God got me into this mess. They were in Jeopardy 23. Look at 24. And they came to him and awoke him. Oh, there go the Pharisees in the building. Some of you looking out of your Bible right now. Them some unspiritual boys. Now, why in the world they ain't just let Jesus sleep and just trust him? Ain't no reason why anybody, I mean, Jesus clearly needed to take a nap. Let him sleep, deal with the storm, and just know that Jesus can take care of you in your sleep. Listen to me. If that's you, you go ahead with your bad self. I'm waking him up. The last thing you need in a crisis is somebody acting like they know what they're doing that don't have a clue. Yeah, well, you ever spend an hour following somebody only to find out an hour later they don't know where they're going? Yeah. Hey, listen to me. There's nothing wrong with waking Jesus up. Some of you feel like he's distant. You feel like you're going through a trial right now and you can't find him. Don't quit calling. He's not answering. Don't quit knocking. He's not responding. Don't quit asking. Wake him up. Wake. Go to the spot where you've always found him. Don't doubt in the night what God gave you in the light. Don't try to act spiritual. I got this down. I've been here before. I know what I'm doing. You don't ever know what you're doing, but bless God, you ought to know who does. And the devil said, you can never preach again. You ain't gonna ever preach again. Here's the danger when you start contemplating his lies. Maybe I'm not. Maybe I'm not going to preach again. Watch this now. And if you do, they aren't going to listen because it's not like the way you used to preach. Now, I'm just going to be honest with you. I still struggle with that. I was preaching for all these years, Brother Charlie. I went in churches, and the sound men figured out how to keep me from breaking the soundboard. Now they're trying to figure out how to get people to hear me. You're gonna make it. Everywhere I go, somebody says, well, what percentage are you? What percentage do you think you fully recovered? I said, I don't know. I tell you this, whatever percentage that is, God's going to get 100% of that. Yeah. What do you do when you're trying to do everything you're supposed to do, and yet you feel like you're in a moment where you're not going to make it? Welcome to real Christianity. I ain't gonna make it. That's a lie. It wasn't that they woke him up. It's what they said when they were, I can't do this. I'll never be able to preach. Some of you young guys in here, you ain't gonna never go out and start a church because you never think you're ready to start it. You ain't gonna never be a missionary. You don't ever think you're good enough to be a missionary. You're never gonna do anything in the church because you don't think you're good enough. Nobody's doing anything in the church because they're good enough. We're doing something because God's good enough. Stop panicking. It'd be one thing to panic if he wasn't on the boat, but he's on the boat. I learned on that bed more than ever how to tell the devil to shut up. I told him, I will not be depressed. I will not. I will get up in the morning and I will call names to the Lord and I will pray and I will tell them I'm praying for them and I will stay focused. And at 5:30 in the morning, I'm going to get a word from the Lord and I'm going to send it to other people and I'm going to find a way to encourage myself in the Lord. By the grace of God, I never got depressed, but I could see and feel the devil trying to get me to go there. And he can only take you where you let him take you. Hey, how are you going to perish if Jesus is on the boat? Come on now. Come on, Christian. You're a real Christian. You got to understand that in every crisis, Jesus is on the boat. Some of you got a bad word from the doctor. Jesus is on the boat. Some of you struggling with anxiety. Jesus is on the boat. They got to the other side. Listen to me, church. So will you.
So what do you think? Well, if you'd listened closely, I think then by now you would feel like you're going to make it. You're going to make it when life gets tough. Well, I believe you will, but that will depend on who or what you're focused on. You see, if you're focused on your problems, then you'll be in trouble because sometimes our troubles shout louder than our faith. And we listen more to our troubles than we do listen to Jesus. But you see, if our focus is on Jesus, then we're going to make it. Now let me explain why, and why I think so. Go back with me to Mark chapter 4. After Jesus was awakened when the disciples were scared and shouting at him, Jesus calmly wakes up. He rescues them, and then he challenges their lack of faith. Do you still not have faith? Now, let me turn that on us. When life gets tough, are we going to have faith? Come on now, are we going to have faith? I guess we'll find out. But I've been there. I've been there when I had a crisis of faith, and God had to get hold of me, and I'm glad he did. And God came through. Now, I want you to look at something. The disciples began to wonder who it was that was in the boat with them. Look at verse number 41. And they feared exceedingly, not because of the storm, but because of what Jesus did. And they said to each other, who can this be that even the wind and the sea obey him? So who is this man? Well, he's a man that was tired from teaching and he took a nap in the boat. But he's also a man who heals the sick and raises the dead. You and I have looked at this story over and over and over, say, oh, that's a really nice story, praise the Lord. And we go on and we don't let it change our lives. Folks, this story that we're looking at today could be so important to you if you face a roadblock or a hard time. Let me encourage you to think about this story. Read it again and think about it. Well, who is this in the boat? This man is God in flesh. This is the man who will burst the skies wide open when he returns and he'll have all the heavenly hosts with him. This is the man that every single one of us will bow before and proclaim him Lord. That's who's in your boat if you're a Christian. This is the man who will personally welcome us into our eternity if we are trusting him. So let me ask you, do you trust him? Come on, do you trust him today? Well, you need to make sure of that. If you do, that's the man who's in your boat. But there is one more thing I want you to look at before we get finished. Later in the fifth chapter of Mark, Jesus and the disciples finally make it over to the other side of the lake. And as soon as they get there, they're confronted by a man that was possessed by multiple demons. How would you like that for a welcome to the other side? Well, Jesus, knowing who he is, cast the demons out of him into a herd of pigs and set the man free. Now, with that in mind, if Jesus can set a demon-possessed man free, do you think he can handle your problems and mine? You bet he can. But the big question today is this. Is he in your boat? Is he? That's the most important thing. Is Jesus in your boat? You see, if you humble yourself before him and ask him to set you free from your sins, he will get on board your boat. And if your focus is on Jesus as Lord and Savior of your life, you will make it. Let me say it again. If your focus is on Jesus, you will make it. Say that with me. You will make it. So will you trust him? Will you? Well, if you haven't, right now's a good time to do so. So as we listen to a song coming up, you got about 3.5 minutes of In Christ Alone to listen to. And I want you to trust Christ if you've not done that. Will you make Jesus the single focus of your life? And if you do trust him like that, you're going to make it. Father, thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you for this wonderful story that happened in the life of Jesus. Thank you that it is clear who he is. He is God in flesh. There is nothing he can't do. There is no problem he can't handle. So, Father, help us to trust him without question. So we won't be like the disciples and get scared. We'll trust Jesus as he leads us through our difficulties. We ask in Jesus' name, amen.